Today I'm talking about emotions. Do you have emotions? How many? Do you have a wide range of emotions? Have you ever considered why you do or don't have all those emotions? And, you know, should we have emotions and what kind? What about anger? Whose image are we created in? If we're created in God's image and God has emotions, shouldn't we have emotions too? And which ones? All the ones he does? Join me today on this episode of God's Adopted. Let's talk about it. Howdy, welcome to God's Adopted. I'm here to help encourage you to grow in faith through stories, teaching, and practical examples so you can experience more of God in and through your life. When we get born again, he adopts us. This podcast is here to encourage us all to grow in becoming the children of God he's adopted us to become. Join me and learn to do like Peter did. Let's get out of the boat and step on the water with Jesus. In this episode, I want to talk about emotions. I'm working on a book right now, and I'm excited about it. And I'm at this place where I've gone through several drafts of rough drafts and edits and everything. And now I'm being challenged with emotions of all things. I'm going to open in prayer and then let's continue on this pathway. So, Father God, I pray that you'd be close to me and my brothers and sisters who hear this episode today. And I just pray that you would help us to begin to feel, to have a full range of emotions like you do, but in a healthy way. And I pray that you would start to reveal to us any areas that we have of our emotions that we need help in, so that we can reach out to you and get your help. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'm working on a book right now, and the working title of the book at the moment is Divorced, Can God Use Me? With a subtitle of Leaving Behind Religious Lies and Confusion, Moving into Truth and Purpose. And I'm really excited about this book. I hope that I can have it all done and wrapped up and ready for release and maybe even a launch toward the end of June. And this is 2024 when I'm creating this episode. So it's 2024 and already in the middle of April. So not a lot of time, but really excited. And I've put out my draft to some people I trust to go ahead and read the proof copy. And what I'm being returned with and a challenge from people who are close to me, who really love me, is basically a challenge to put more emotion into my writing. And it's a challenge for me. Like, it's easy for me to be stoic. Like, I'm describing some hard situations in life. And it's easy for me to say, well, this was the situation. These are the different things that happened. These are the options. This is what I think about it. And just kind of logically laying it out and sharing, you know, this is, you know, play by play. This is what happened. This is how everything works. And it's kind of easy for me to be stoic. But as far as building in a lot of emotion, like, this is what happened, and this is what I feel about what happened, and let me describe what happened with that emotion in it. It's like easier said than done for me. And I've been praying a prayer, and I'd encourage you to pray this prayer too, kind of like, God, would you give me healthy emotions? Teach me healthy emotions, not just for me, so that I can learn to love the way that you love, Jesus. And see, I love that, you know, Jesus commands his disciples. He says, I command you, I give you a new command today that you must love one another with the love that I have loved you. You must love one another. In other words, the way that I love you, what I say is love, that's how I want you to love. Isn't that interesting? What's implied is we don't understand love the way that he loves. And so he demonstrates it for us. And that's the way he wants us to love others and each other, especially so that the world around us can see his love displayed through us so that we can teach them about him. I mean, it all works together. The best thing for me and my relationships, my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my children, the best thing in the world for my relationships with friends, coworkers, everybody, is for me to have healthy emotions the way God has healthy emotions. And which emotions does God have? Now, it's interesting. Sometimes we look at emotions like they're a bad thing, like they could be even an evil thing. I'll give you the prime example, actually, is probably going to be from Ephesians, where it says, "Be angry and sin not." Isn't that interesting? If the Bible says something, it must be true. And I'm telling you, I believe that it is true. If the Bible says it, it is true. Now, we may not always understand what it's saying. That's also true. But if the Bible's saying it, it's true. So if the Bible's saying that we can be angry and sin not, and we can choose to love through that circumstance or issue or whatever it is, but we also can be angry. Isn't that interesting? Is God ever angry? Think about this for a second. If you've never really thought about it, consider it. Because a lot of people are taught that being angry is a sin. But God doesn't sin. So if God is, if he gets angry and we're created in his image, then we ought to be able to get angry also. And then we're told what to do with the anger. We're supposed to not sin. In other words, there are healthy ways to express anger. And expressing that anger is part of relating and being and relationshiping. Let me say it that way. Now, today I'm talking about emotions because, well, God is a God of emotion. He has a full range of emotions, and we should too. And I put together a chart. And if you're interested in it, go to this episode, to the description, and you can go ahead and you can see kind of a list. But if you actually want a copy of the chart, I created a PDF file that you could get, and I'm going to put it at godsadopted.com/emotion-chart-v, as in Victor, 01. I'll also include the link for that in the description. And so once everything's set up, you can click on that link, and then you'll be able to. I'll probably ask you for your email address, and then you can get a copy of this chart for free. And I'm going to explain the chart to you now. Basically, what I've done, I just want to talk about emotions, and I want us to pray about emotions, the ones that we have and that we don't have, and ask God to bring healthy emotions into our hearts so that we can learn to express emotions easily and more clearly to anyone we have a relationship with. And so I'm going to list some of these different emotions that I have in these charts. And so the way I've done it is I've kind of put together, now this is not all inclusive, all the emotions of God in all of the Bible. That's not what it is. But it is a chart that gives some example of a lot of the emotions of God, as well as like God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And each of them displays some different emotions throughout the Bible. And I have the emotion, and then I have like the name of God. So it might be Elohim or Yahweh, for example, talking about God the Father. And then I have like an Old Testament verse, if there's an obvious one, and along with like the verse written out, and then maybe even a New Testament key verse if there's one for that too. And then I go ahead and I do the same thing for Jesus, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, right? God, the Holy Spirit of God, the Trinity. And all three of them have emotions. Isn't that interesting? Because although it's Trinity, he is God. He is one God. And we experience God and relate to God in three persons, but he is still one God. And we see he has emotions all through the Bible. I'm going to go ahead and list some of these. I'm not going to try and go too far, but I want to give you an example of what's here in this chart. If you want a copy of it, like I said, go to the description in this episode, and I'll have a link there, or go to the website where the episode is, and you can get that information there. And so All right, God the Father, love. Well, we know God loves, right? Here's an example from Deuteronomy 7:13, where it says, He will love you and bless you and multiply you. Isn't that interesting? And a New Testament reference, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Here again, speaking of God the Father, love, an example. How about anger? We just mentioned anger. Okay, well, in this one, it's Yahweh, God the Father. In Exodus 32:10, it says this, Now therefore let me alone, that my anger may burn against them. And then in the New Testament, Romans 1:18, it says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Isn't that interesting? How about compassion? This isn't exactly the same thing as love, is it? Compassion, Elohim, God the Father. In Psalm 86:15, it says this, But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. And then in 2 Corinthians 1:3, it says, Blessed, gratefully praised and adored, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Interesting, right? Jealousy. How about jealousy? Yahweh, God the Father. Exodus 20, verse 5. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God. Speaking of idols, no doubt. And then in James 4, 5, it says, Or do you think that the scripture says to no purpose that the human spirit which he has made to dwell in us lust with envy? Interesting. How about joy? Elohim, God the Father. Isaiah 62:5 says this, For as a young man marries a virgin, O Jerusalem, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 says this, For who is our hope, our joy, or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you? Speaking of God. How about sorrow? Yahweh, God the Father. Psalm 78:40. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Speaking of God the Father, Yahweh. In John 11:35, we see Jesus wept. And we'll probably see that repeated, I bet, in the chart for Jesus. All right, so, and then how about peace? Okay, Yahweh, Shalom. Right? God who is our peace, right? God the Father. In Judges 6:24, it says this, Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and named it, The Lord is Peace. And you can bet in the Old Testament that is the word Shalom. And then John 14:27, we have Jesus speaking, and he says, Peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you. And if that was in Hebrew, you could bet that would be shalom he's talking about. It's peace beyond peace. It's not just an absence of war and conflict. It's much more than that. There's a God's Adopted episode about peace. Do a search for it. Find that episode. Be encouraged and inspired by it. Okay. All right. So here's emotions by Jesus. How about love? All right. So John 15:9, just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. Anger, Mark 3:5, after looking around them with anger, grieved at their hardness of heart. Speaking of Jesus. Compassion, Matthew 9:36, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited. Sorrow, this is one we've read a second ago. John 11:35, Jesus wept. Joy, Luke 10:21, in that same hour, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit. And then peace, John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my perfect peace I give to you. Okay, what about the Holy Spirit? Here are some for the Holy Spirit. Right? So love, right? Romans 15:30, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit. About grief, Isaiah 63:10 in the Old Testament, but they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him. Comfort. In Zechariah 6:8, it says this, then he called to me and said to me, look, those who go to the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. And the name of God, of the Holy Spirit, in Zechariah there is Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, right? In Acts 9:31, it says this, so the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria enjoyed peace, being built up in spiritual growth. Okay, how about peace? Right? In Galatians 5:22, but the fruit of the Spirit, the results of his presence within us is love, joy, and peace. And you can bet again, that's shalom. And then joy. And 1 Samuel 16:13 says this, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And then 1 Thessalonians 1:6, you also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Now, the chart is basically what I've just read to you, and I also have a simplified version where it has the emotion, God's name, and some the verse references that I just read out loud even. Isn't it interesting? God created us in his image, and he is a God who is full of emotion, and it's through emotion that we relate to each other, and we relate to God, and God relates to us also. And if you think about me writing my book, please keep me up in prayer to be able to write that book and put the emotion in the places I need to add emotion. I'm excited about it, and I'm challenged by it, even to the point that I'm sharing about it with you too. Are there areas in your life where God is challenging you for emotion? To learn how to display or express emotion? Or maybe to temper it, to change it, to let God become God over some emotion. Maybe you struggle with anger or don't know how do you deal with anger. If there's healthy ways to be able to be angry but not sin, what does that mean? How do you do that? I'm going to pray for all of us right now, but if you need help with any of that kind of a thing or more of it, reach out to me. I'll be happy to help if I can. Or point you in a direction to be able to get help. Maybe that's the answer too. Ultimately, that you can have help from the Lord. And so I'm going to close. Father, I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters who hear this episode of God's Adopted. Father God, thank you so much for emotion. And thank you that we can cry out to you. And pray that you would help us. I pray that you'd help us with our emotions to help our emotions become more and more like you and the way that you have emotion, that we would have healthy emotions and have healthy ways to express our emotions. Help us to learn how to use our emotions to love one another the way that you love us, Jesus, including our spouses and our children and our families and our friends and our coworkers. And the world around us so that everyone can see you even through and in us. And I pray that you'd encourage us and strengthen us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I love seeing how our real living God is working in and through our real living lives in this real world. Please subscribe to this podcast and keep listening. If you've been blessed or encouraged in some way and want to leave a review, please do that by writing your review on iTunes. If you haven't already, please drop in and say howdy in our Facebook group when you can. See you next time on the water with Jesus.